Thailand's Department of National Parks last week began taking animals from the Wildlife Friends Foundation, Thailand. Officials say the foreign-run wildlife rescue group was unable to produce ownership documents for all of their animals and must surrender them.
Yes, Mr. Edwin Vick have a problem.
This is a way of discrediting me again.
However, the head of the group, Edwin Week, says his paperwork is in order and the visiting officials are not there to enforce the law.
We have documents here.
This is all lies, intimidation. Only because we speak up about the illegal trade in elephants in Thailand and the illegal wildlife trade within Thailand. A cover-up for the criminals done by the Department of National Parks.
Week says park officials showed up after he published letters in Thai media in January that questioned their accounts of how elephants were killed at national parks. Thai police suspected the deputy head of Kongkrachan National Park and some park rangers were involved in the poaching, but so far only two villagers have been charged. The head of the park, Chaiwat Limlikit Aksan, denies his staff committed any wrongdoing.
I can confirm that every national park authority loves nature and no one is involved in elephant poaching. What was broadcast by the media makes it sound like the National Park Authority is involved in elephant poaching.
While Thailand has earned praise from some conservationists for its anti-poaching programs, Chaiwat says his park does not have enough rangers, and the punishments for killing a wild elephant are too lenient. Thai officials say elephants are killed mainly for their ivory tusks, worth about $1,500 per kilogram, but poachers also take other parts, such as genitals and meat, to be sold as traditional medicine and exotic food. The poachers also kill adult elephants that are protecting babies, which are sold for around $7,000 to work in Thailand's lucrative tourist trade. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Phetchaburi.